Unit 20, Communal Award and the Pune Pact. Page 29, Structure. 20.0, Objectives. 20.1, Introduction. 20.2, Background. 20.3, Communal Award. 20.4, Congress Reaction. 20.5, Pune Pact. 20.6, Let Us Sum Up. 20.7, Check Your Progress. 20.8, Books for Further Reading. Page 30, 20.0, Objectives. In this unit, we have tried to understand the scope of communal award announced by the British Prime Minister Ramsay MacDonald on 17th August 1932. After studying this unit, you should be able to understand A. The government MacDonald award or the communal award to divide the Hindus by which the depressed classes were to be given separate representation in legislature. B. The communal award drew the attention of Gandhi and he undertook fast unto death. C. Leaders of all political parties, including Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, agreed for Pune Pact by which depressed classes were to be included in the general electorate. D. The Pune Pact was accepted and the communal award was withdrawn. E. The Congress did not participate in the communal roundtable conference. 20.1, Introduction. Communal award was made by Ramsay MacDonald, the British Prime Minister, on the 4th August 1932. As a preliminary and essential part of the Government of India Act, which was then under discussion at the roundtable conference held in London, and which was subsequently passed in 1935. The award was based on the principle of communal representation, which was embodied in the Government of India Act 1909. On the eve of the grant of constitutional reforms in the 30s, demand for special representation on communal basis were advanced not only on behalf of the Muslims, but also on behalf of all other communities like the Sikhs, Christians, Jains, Parsis and the tribal peoples. The division that was characteristic of Indian population stood nakedly exposed. The Indians, as ever before, failed to come to an agreement among themselves, either by their discussion on the soil of India or by their debates in the three successive roundtable conferences held in London in the 30s. The British Prime Minister Ramsay MacDonald, therefore, had an excellent opportunity for putting into action the principle of divide and rule and gave this communal award on the 4th August 1932. It was more of an imposition than an award, for the Congress had never asked for it. It not only recognized the divisions amongst the Hindus on the basis of caste and gave separate representation to the depressed classes amongst the Hindus. The last provision was a most mischievous measure to divide the Hindus for all the time to come, and it was only on a result of fast and to death undertaken by Mahatma Gandhi that it was modified by the Pune Pact on the 24th September 1932. Which kept the depressed classes as an integral part of the Hindu population of India and yet gave them general as well as special representation in the legislative bodies of the country. Page 31. While the communal award had given the depressed classes 71 seats in the various state legislatures, the Pune Pact gave them 148 as well as 18% of the general seats in the central legislatures. The Muslim share remained unaltered and the Indian population was thus definitely divided into two unconciled communities, leading eventually to the partition of India in 1947. 20.2, Background. In the absence of the representatives of the Indian National Congress at the first roundtable conference, it was decided to call a second roundtable conference, and in the meanwhile, efforts to be made to bring about a reconciliation between the Congress and the government. The efforts of Tej Bahadur Sapru and Sir M.R. Jaikar were crowned with success and the famous Gandhi-Irwin Pact was signed in March 1931. The Congress released all the political prisoners, Mahatma Gandhi withdrew the civil disobedience movement, an atmosphere of goodwill having been created, Mahatma Gandhi left for London to attend the second roundtable conference as the sole representative of the Congress. In spite of the magnetic personality of Mahatma Gandhi and his devotion to work in hand, The communal tangle could not be solved. Mahatma Gandhi cast blank to Mr. Jinnah, but all efforts for a settlement failed on account of the uncompromising attitude of Mr. Jinnah and the part played by Sir Samuel Hoare, the Secretary of State for India. Realizing the failure of his mission, Mahatma Gandhi left England in disgust and was arrested on his arrival in India. It is true that as a result of the economic crisis in the world and especially in England, the Labour government of Ramsay MacDonald had been replaced by a national government. But somehow, Ramsay MacDonald managed to follow his province's policy with regard to India at the Second Roundtable Conference.
Many problems were considered, but the members could not come to any definite conclusion. Consequently,
the work was referred to various committees which were required to submit detailed reports. As regards the question of communal representation, Ramsay MacDonald made it clear that if the various communities in India did not come to any definite settlement, the British government would be forced to give its own award regarding the same. Page 32, 20.3 Communal Award. When the Indian leadership to come up with a constitutional solution of the communal issue, the British Prime Minister Ramsay MacDonald announced his own formula for solving the problem. He said that he was not only a Prime Minister of Britain, but also a friend of the Indians and thus wanted to solve the problems of his friends. After the failure of the Second Roundtable Conference, Mr. MacDonald announced the communal award on August 16, 1932. According to the award, the right of separate electorate was not only given to the Muslims of India, but also to all the minority communities in the country. The award also declared untouchables as minority, and thus the Hindu depressed classes were given a number of special seats to be filled from special depressed class electorates in the area where their voters were concentrated under the communal award. The principle of weightage was also maintained, with some modifications in the Muslim minority provinces. Principle of weightage was also applied for Europeans in Bengal and Assam, Sikhs in the Punjab and Northwest Frontier Province, and Hindus in Sindh and Northwest Frontier Province. Though the Muslims constituted almost 56% of the total population of Punjab, they were given only 86 out of the 175 seats in the Punjab Assembly. The Muslim majority of 54.8% in Punjab was thus reduced to a minority. The formula favored the Sikhs of Punjab and the Europeans of the Bengal the most. The communal award was not popular with any Indian party. Muslims were not happy with the communal award as it has reduced their majority in Punjab and Bengal to minority. Yet they were prepared to accept it. In its annual session held in November 1933, the All India Muslim League passed a resolution that read, "Though the decision falls for short of Muslim demands, the Muslims have accepted in the best interest of the country, reserving to themselves the right to press for the acceptance of all their demands." On the other hand, the Hindus refused to accept the award, decided to launch a campaign against it. For them, it was not possible to accept the untouchables as minority. They organized the Allahabad Unity Conference, in which they demanded for the replacement of the separate electorates by joint electorates. Many nationalist Muslims and Sikhs also participated in the conference. The Congress also rejected the award in toto. Gandhi protested against the declaration of untouchables as minority and undertook a fast unto death. He also held meetings with the untouchable leadership for the first time and tried to convince them that they were very much part of mainstream Hindu society. He managed to sign the Pune Pact with Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, the leader of Untouchables, in which the Congress met many of the Untouchables' demands. Page 33, 20.4, Congress Reaction. The communal award was greeted with joy by the Muslim League and by the minorities who have been favored in the award. But it was bitterly criticized by the Congress and other true nationalists. The award was unjust to the Hindus and very much partial in the Muslims. It also unjustly favored the Europeans, Anglo-Indians and Indian Christians, who formed only a fraction of the total Indian population. It was taken as a dangerous step to divide the Indians further. Women and the Christians had never asked for reservation of seats, and yet they were provided with separate seats. It was all with a view to breaking up the national unity. But the worst feature of the award was to give separate representation to the depressed classes. These classes were part and parcel of the Hindu society by them. They were given separate representation simply to alienate them from the rest of the Hindus. Thus, it was a serious attempt to divide the Hindu society. The award was also anti-democratic, for in no democratic country the principle of separate electorates for different communities, classes and interests can be acceptable. Above all, the principle of separate electorates struck at the root of national solidarity. Premier MacDonald gave it to appear that the award was announced because the various Indian communities had failed to reach a settlement acceptable to all of them, and the British government did not like that India's constitutional advance should on that account be frustrated. But in reality, the award was the manifestation of the traditional and well-tried policy of divide at empire. It was an attempt to exploit the communal differences to benefit the British Empire. While the Congress was engaged the movement, the British authorities had gone ahead with their policy of divide at impera and had announced the Communal Award of 1932. The award struck at the every roots of national solidarity, and Mahatma Gandhi was not slow to read in between the lines. From inside the jail, he immediately wrote Premier MacDonald about his decision to fast unto death if the award was not revoked. Since the Prime Minister refused to do anything about it, Gandhi was left with no choice, and on 20th September, the fast was begun. To save Gandhi's life, Congress leaders such as C. Rajagopalachari, Dr. Rajendra Prasad, Malviya and others met Dr. Ambedkar at Pune and concluded the Pune Pact on 25th September 1932. The next day, Gandhi broke his fast. Page 34. 20.5. Pune. Brackets Pune Pact. Pune Pact agreed to by leaders of caste Hindus and of Dalits at Pune on 24th September 1932. The following is the text of the agreement arrived at between leaders acting on behalf of the depressed classes and of the rest of community regarding the representation of depressed classes in the legislatures and certain other matters affecting their welfare. 1. There shall be seats reserved for depressed classes out of general electorate seats in the provincial legislatures as follows. Madras, bracket Chennai, 30. Bombay, bracket Mumbai, with Sindh, 25. Punjab, 8. Bihar and Odisha, 18. Central provinces, 20. Total, 148. These figures are based on Prime Minister's, bracket British, decision. 2. Election to these seats shall be joint electorates subject, however, to the following procedure. All members of the depressed classes registered in the general electoral roll of a constituency will form an electoral college which will elect a panel of 4 candidates belonging to the depressed classes for each of such reserved seats by the method of single vote, and 4 persons getting the highest number of votes in such primary election shall be the candidates for election by the general electorate. Number 3. The representation of the depressed classes in the central legislature shall likewise be on the principle of joint electorates and reserved seats by the method of primary election in the manner provided for in clause above for their representation in the provincial legislatures. Central legislature. 4. In the central legislature, 18% of the seats allotted to the general electorate for British India in the said legislature shall be reserved for depressed classes. 5. The system of primary election to a panel of candidates for election to the central and provincial legislatures as mentioned before shall come to an end after the first 10 years, unless terminated sooner by mutual agreement under the provision of clause 6 below. 6. The system of representation of depressed classes by reserved seats in the provincial and central legislatures as provided for in clause 1 and 4 shall continue until determined otherwise by mutual agreement between the communities concerned in this settlement. Page 35. Number 7. The franchise for the central and provincial legislatures of the depressed classes shall be as indicated in the Lothian Committee report. 8. There shall be no disabilities attached to anyone on the ground of his being a member of the depressed classes in regard to any election to local bodies or appointment to the public services. Every endeavour shall be made to secure a fair representation of the depressed classes in these respects, subject to such educational qualifications as many he laid down for appointment to the public services. Bracket adult franchise, but reservation has been provided for Dalits on population basis till 1960. Bracket closed. Number 9. In every province, out of the educational grant, an adequate sum shall be earmarked for providing educational facilities to the members of depressed classes. The Pune Pact was a commendable under the circumstance. It was widely welcomed in the country. It saved Gandhi from his fateful fast. It also saved the Hindu society from a serious division. The caste Hindus heeded Gandhi's call to uplift the depressed classes. The untouchable or the depressed classes came to be called Harijans. Harijan Savak Sangh came into being. Untouchability abolition work was undertaken with vigor and enthusiasm. Gandhi published a weekly called Harijan. 20.6. Let us sum up. In this unit, we have discussed the grant of the communal award by Prime Minister of Britain Ramsay MacDonald to solve the problem of minor communities in India, which was totally protested by Mahatma Gandhi. There was disagreement in second roundtable conference on the question of representation of minorities. Apart from the Muslims who under the League banner were asking for a separate state, the scheduled caste of the untouchables, led by Dr. Ambedkar, were clamoring for separate representation in the legislative bodies. Gandhi, on the other hand, felt that Hindus and Muslims should live together in an united India without separate electorates. Besides, the scheduled caste, whom Gandhi called Harijans, were Hindus and could not be classified as separate class. The various delegates took firmly to their own points of view and refused to compromise. The British Premier Ramsay MacDonald had announced that since the delegates of various parties have failed to work a formula agreeable to all of them, he granted a communal award on 16th August 1932. It was rejected by Gandhi and the award was withdrawn. We also learnt in this unit that the Indian leaders made up their minds to get the award modified to mutual agreement in order to save the life of Gandhi, who had become serious on account of his fast unto death. Page 36. Negotiations took place with Dr. Ambedkar and ultimately the Pune Pact was signed in September 1932 and was accepted by the government. 20.7. Check your progress. Roman 1. Answer in about 6 lines. Number 1. Role of Gandhi in Second Roundtable Conference. Number 2. Pune Pact. Roman 2. Answer in about 20 lines. Number 1. Discuss the circumstances which led to the declaration of communal award. Number 2. What was the reaction of Indian National Congress for communal award? 20.8. Books for further reading. Number 1. R. C. Majumdar. History of Freedom Movement in India. Number 2. L. A. Gordon. The Nationalist Movement. Number 3. R. Sundalingam. Indian Nationalism and Historical Analysis. Number 4. K. Rajayan. A History of Freedom Struggle in India. Number 5. P. E. Roberts. History of British India. S. Mir Samiullah.